Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
What's happening?
So, good morning. First of all, good morning. Good morning.
That is correct. Good morning. Good morning. Max?
Buenos dias.
It's going to be hot today, Jay. Hot in the city today, going up to the high 80s.
High 80s?
Yeah, look hot.
Yeah, it right. Hot. It does. It look has that hazy hot
muggy,
look.
About
muggy,
to be the black swan in the pool today.
You did what?
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 About to be a what?
You about to be a black swan in the pool?
The pool. Swimming?
Oh, I didn't. I mean, yeah. Do you have one of those blow up pools? The kind that sit above the ground?
No. Ain't nothing wrong with that though.
No, I'm saying.
Ain't nothing
the
wrong
East Coast,
with. I like those kind of pools too.
The ones that sit above the ground.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I guess it gets so cold you can't put it in the ground because cement or crack?
Mm-hmm. Is
right?
that what
is
it
that,
is? I think it's just
so.
Cheaper to keep it above the ground
than to dig a big hole and everything.
I think it has something to do with
the
temperature
with
the weather,
of the water. Man, look, the East Coast is different than the West Coast in general in a lot of different things. In fact, look this up. You said what? Oh, okay. In fact, we were having a conversation, Max, I don't know, a couple segments ago during the break.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, Pat asked me about spaghetti or something. We were talking. And the conversation about spaghetti, because, you know, we all, for the most part, like to cook. And Pat mixes his spaghetti sauce with the noodles and mixes it all up and do the whole deal. And
why
I told
you do
him
it
that's
afterwards?
Not.
Yeah.
Excuse
well,
me?
If sometimes if you're cooking for one, you can do that. In a small saucepan, you want it prepared. The recipe calls for it.
Yeah, if you choose to do it that way, I typically boil my noodles, make my sauce in a separate deal.
That's right.
And then I put my sauce on my noodles after, and then I mix it up at that point in time. Otherwise, like I told Pat, what are you, in the basement of a church somewhere? You probably put Kraft cheese on top and bake it in the oven.
Yeah, it's leftovers.
Do you get paid like minimum wage, Key, or what, for your school lunch job, your cafeteria job? What's going on here?
No, it's
You're just
not
scooping out like a ladle of sauce and dumping it on top?
I don't know anybody that cooks spaghetti that don't put the sauce on top of the noodles.
Every good chef that's ever existed.
That's not true.
It's very true.
Well, here's the difference. Here's the difference, Key. Here's the difference. Pat is cooking for one. He's alone there in his apartment on the hot plate and everything, and he's mixing it all in.
He gave him a hot plate.
Cooking for one, right?
No. He has a blow-up friend, so he's cooking for two.
So he sits there and... But Pat is cooking.
Pat, correct me if I'm wrong.
But you're usually cooking for yourself, right? You're not cooking for multiple people, right?
I've cooked for multiple people and done it this way.
Okay, but the point is, normally it's just you there, and so you're cooking yourself dinner, right?
Every time I cook pasta, I do it, no matter how many people
I'm cooking for. So, when you're
pastas though, if you're cooking a rigatoni, yes, you mix it. You mix it in with a rigatoni.
Sure.
Bigger, thicker noodle.
That's right.
Short. A spaghetti.
You may have to bake it with some cheese on top, something like that.
That's what you choose to do.
Yeah.
The spaghettis are typically thinner.
Mm-hmm.
They get soggier faster. When you're mixing it all in, it's like leftovers.
No.
That's the thing.
If you're cooking,
just means you're cooking it wrong.
The point is, if you're cooking for multiple people, once you mix it in, if there's any leftover, you're eating leftovers. But if you do it the way Key is suggesting, not only do you have it fresh, but you can stick whatever's left in the fridge, and you have like a fresh meal again later.
And on top of that, you can put the amount of sauce that you desire on it. Jay cooks it the same way. Max cooks it the same way. I believe New cooks it the same way. You the only guy. Do you even?
I mean, apparently I'm the only one who does it right. I don't know.
Oh, so you actually use cheese too, huh?
American cheese.
I put Parmesan on top.
So now it's Parmesan. During the break, it wasn't even America. It was American cheese.
How are you making this sauce? What kind of sauce are we talking about?
I just get sauce out of a jar.
See,
and you're taking sauce out of a jar and putting it right?
You guys leave Pat alone.
I mean, like most people, yes.
No. What you could, if you wanted to make a simple pasta sauce, you get the crushed tomatoes in the can. You fry up a little, slice the garlic thin, mince it, whatever. You put a little olive oil, let that just before it starts to brown, you throw those tomatoes on. Now you got a good little sauce going. Pat, if you're telling me you got that and you have a portion of for one portion of pasta, and then you want to quickly at the very end mix it in, okay. Okay, I could go
so
with that.
So you're going to cook your entire own sauce and then just dump it on top of your pasta willy-nilly?
Willy-nilly?
Willy-nilly.
Willy-nilly.
No, now I have a whole thing of lady. I got a whole thing of sauce. I got the pasta like he does, pasta on the side, right? Now you rinse the pasta, whatever. You may have to heat it up a little bit.
And then you rinse the pasta?
Yeah,
oh, my. This, I can't. You guys are terrible.
Hold on, two things. One, our friend Frank from West Palm called earlier.
Five-minute mark.
And thanked us for talking sports all that out, that full hour. I did ask him, how does he cook his pasta? He did say that he puts the sauce on after it's
like
done.
Frank's 90, and they scoop it on for him at the old people's home.
Frank's a good man.
Here's the thing, though. Like, did you guys pick up on Max? He's talking about all this work that to make your own sauce. Yep. The guy who eats Kraft mac and cheese is talking about putting all that work in to make his own sauce.
Like, yeah. I bet Max's chef makes a great sauce.
No, to be fair to Max, Max okay. says that he cooks it for the kids, and if it's there and he's hungry, he eats it.
Yeah.
I right still wouldn't eat it, Max.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
He just makes it all the time.
Key, in other news, due to size and construction, many above the ground pools are easier to maintain. Mm. They may require fewer chemicals and less costly upkeep, ultimately saving your time and money.
Hold on, again. When was the last time either one of you three were in an above ground pool?
When I was 17, 18 years old.
I don't even know. I just see them on the East Coast.
17,
18
years old.
And you look at him,
he doesn't
like,
believe that
kid.
They're ever in L.A. Above ground pools are only East Coast
pools. Only East Coast pools.
Hey, Key, chlorine or salt water?
Salt water.
I had mine changed over.
How warm does your pool need to be before you go in?
So much nicer. Pat, I can only tell you it's so much nicer with the salt
bath
water.
Water warm.
Guys, we're at the 7-minute mark. I don't want Frank to get annoyed and call back.
I'm having a real conversation.
Wait a minute. We
the
prefer
real people
the
out there
salt
want to
water.
Listen to real conversation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Alan Yates.
Yates.
Did I ever tell you about the time I got in the pool and didn't know it was salt water? I was super confused. So, Jay, the worst part about it, I get out the pool and I'm like, hold on, man. I ain't bring no lotion down this joint. I'm extremely ashy. I'm talking about if I bend over, I feel like my back bleeding type of joint. So I'm like, they need to put signs in front of places for stuff like this, because as a person on the East Coast, I'm expecting to just jump into some chlorine.
Yeah.
You talk about it's a normality.
You said my back is bleeding.
I was bleeding, cuz.
About the East Coast and West Coast and pools, we don't have above ground pools. I'm sorry, we just
I'm sure there are above ground pools on the West Coast.
I'm sure there are too, but I've never seen one. Now, come to think of it,
ever seen an above?
I've seen a million on the East Coast, but I've never seen one on the West Coast.
The only above ground pool is when I was
Keith. You're not a frequent swimmer.
He's a waiter. He's just standing in that joint. Keith can't swim.
He just called you a waiter in the pool.
You saw me at the party, man.
Now look, Key, I'm not gonna do this to you, but I do got some footage of you swimming in that joint, and it's pretty funny. But we ain't gonna trip, though.
You know what kind of swimmer Key is. You know, the swimmer like the Baywatch swimmer, when Key come out of the water, he does it with the hair.
Yeah,
a little
man,
flick
I
with the hair.
Slow-mo, but he had his sunglasses on the whole time, Jay. So it's just chlorine and stuff falling off
I need to see the footage.
I'm about to check my phone, because if I have it, Lord knows, I might have to send it to Jerry.
I don't swim.
I know Frank was happy we were talking sports before, but Brian in Chicago, Key, has something about, he wants to talk to you about cooking. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, Brian, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on with y'all, man? I love y'all show, man. Chicago, love y'all show, man. Y'all big fans of mine, man. For real, man. I mean, I'm big fans of y'all. I said that backwards. But, Keith, ain't nobody taking all that time to put no sauce on top of their spaghetti, man. I'm telling you, everybody mixing it in, man. That's the norm. If you're taking all that time to put it on top, that's too much. You know, I want my sauce mixed in already. It got to be thick and sticking to the noodle.
No, it's not. Look, first of all, that's no time at all to scoop it out and put it on top. Well, how does that take
then
too much?
Because
then
it
you
got to
mix it in.
After.
No, it's worse.
It's, you mix
You're
it
doing
in,
the same
fresher.
Thing, just worse.
No, it's
no,
not.
No, because the heat in the sauce and everything turns it into a whole different thing. It's now the sauce is part of the noodle, as opposed to when you mix it in yourself, it's on the noodle. It's
yeah,
better.
Yeah. Pat, I want to go back to my original question. Pat, are you cooking for one or are you cooking for two?
I'm cooking for one currently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Or if he has someone there, you're cooking for two people. The point is it's a small portion. Key's cooking for 11,000 people over here, people coming and going and kids and friends.
First off, Key does not have that many kids. Don't do that to us.
He's got friends.
That's the wrong stereotype. Key, I'm not going to let him do that to us. I'm not going to let you do that to us, okay? He is a proud father.
Hold on, what are you talking about? How many kids were in your house growing up?
They got more kids than us. That's just a narrative. Yeah. They stayed doing that.
So make sure we clarify.
I was one of four growing up, Jay. What are you talking
about? I don't like pushing those narratives, Key.
Like, we just got kids running
just running around everywhere, like babies, kids.
Key, is it true or false that people are coming and going in your house all the time and you never know how many people might show up?
Wait, we have a caller, Kurt from West Virginia. Kurt, what do you like or not like about what we're talking about here?
I think you guys are hilarious. I listen to you every morning. I love it. I want to keep talking basketball. Two things. One, put your sauce on your spaghetti, then you get more sauce.
Two, there you go.
A lot of above-ground pools. Out west, that's
Thank
just
you.
The cheaper way to do it.
Thank you,
Where?
Kurt.
I just you never show, seen it. Not show in, me not, one in L.A. I
not,
just
not
see
in
it.
Your zip code. Apparently
no,
in, not.
In any zip code
what
in L.A.
What zip code
show
do you
me.
Go out of your zip code?
What? I'm out of my zip code now.
I know when I lived in L.A.
I work in a studio.
I'm out of my zip code now.
I know when I lived in L.A., no matter where I went, from Stradella to Roscommere, wherever I went, Key, all the way up to Mulholland or down to Sunset. Anywhere in Bel Air, I didn't see any above-ground pools.
I don't never see any above-ground pools, so I don't know. You call me whatever you want to call me, bougie, whatever work, Kale, Mr. Kale, whatever you want to call me.
Kale, Mr. Kale.
Yeah, call me whatever, but I can tell you right now, I've never seen any above-ground pool. The only above-ground pool
Jersey,
that
though.
I've experienced, it was a blow-up pool when I was a kid.
So
that was it.
I have one last question. And don't judge me on the question, but it was on a text chain yesterday I have to ask. So Stephen A. Smith went off on this yesterday about Josh Hart posting a clip about, you know, drinking breast milk, mm-hmm. trying his significant other's breast milk.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm good.
Have you guys ever tried?
No.
Never?
No.
No.
Not interested.
Never.
But your kids, from the way you're asking the question, I suspect I know the answer about you, Jay.
I've tried it. I want to know what my kids are tasting.
Yeah, you should.
I want to know what my kids are in.
You're a great dad.
Why? First off, why are you looking at me like you're crazy?
Max,
you had
your
mom's.
Not meant for you.
You had what was your mom's was meant for you?
That yes, actually by definition, yes.
Is it not healthy? Does it make me weird?
Is meant for you. Your wife for your kids.
You know. Okay,
no.
Yeah, it's fine.
Great dad,
no. fine.
You're a great dad, just, man, and a great husband.
Is it wrong?
Yes. No,
it's wrong.
It's not wrong. It's just you know a little weird.
It's weird. How is it weird?
A little bit.
Whatever your taste
I want to make sure that my son,
I
my
understand.
Daughters are okay.
They're fine.
Look, Jay.
What is this?
They're doing
I'm
fine.
I'm not.
They're great.
You just made my stomach turn, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Well, that's how Pat's pasta
she's like,
makes
what?
Me feel.
My
too.
Mother's
breast
milk is fine for me, but not. Yes, Jay. Yes, it is
yeah,
for
you. Jay?
That was. It's
whatever.
Literally made for you.
Hey, Jay. If
Wah.
You like it. If you like it,
yes,
Jay.
Yes, I didn't.
What time out? First off, let's not start saying I like it. I tried it one time.
Okay, that's fine. I'm saying if you like
You've
trying
never,
it, I love it.
Okay.
Never.
Never thought
I just
about
haven't,
it. Never
no,
even thought about
I just,
it.
No. There's some things in life that you just don't do. And that's
right.
one of
that's
them
one
that
of
I just
them.
That's
one
wouldn't
of them.
Do.
Yeah. So your kids just do it all day long.
Or getting out on time. Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's something else we don't do. Nuggets take game one. Should the Heat be concerned? KJM.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Jay, I try to tell you all year that how good the Nuggets were.
Lies.
All right, maybe that last part wasn't too true. It's possible. I mean, the Nuggets, whatever you bring, even when it looks like the Lakers made four close games. Oh, they could have won. But when you look back at the Nuggets' whole run in these playoffs, it feels like an illusion. Like the games aren't actually close. Like they're in control.
I got to go back to something you guys talked about, and I think it's a point we should bring up to have people call in for. I love these type of NBA finals. I feel like we're on the verge of watching, like, it's like Star Trek and the New Frontier. Like, you're learning about what's about to happen over the next 3-4 years of the NBA with the Denver Nuggets. Like, it feels like everybody's under contract for next year with the exception of Bruce Brown. Now, there's a lot more games to be played, but you got literally a player trying to cement his legacy by – and I said it yesterday. I think it's the craziest run I've seen. If you want to debate me about LeBron James 2018 or LeBron James another year 2007, I hear you. LeBron James was the first pick in the draft. He was considered to be the chosen one. You want to go back to AI and talk about what they did in 2001? Okay.
First pick in the draft.
First pick in the draft. Yeah. AI, right? Changed the game of basketball to a degree. Plus, sixth man of the year, defensive player of the year, coach of the year, and Larry Brown. They had a lot of different pieces. This is the last pick in the first round of the 2011 draft with seven undrafted players in the NBA Finals going against a Goliath who, by the way, is trying to win their first NBA championship. And you can make the case that in the last 15 years, we have two of the most transformative players, Steph Curry and Nikola Jokic, who have transformed the game, like Arvydas Sabonis 2.0.
Yeah,
that's what you're witnessing right now.
And by the way, Key, what Jay just brings up, what happened to that 07 Cavs team and that Philadelphia team that AI brought there, they got beaten up in the finals because they weren't, you know, they dragged an undermanned crew to the promised land, but they were met with a super team, and you know, maybe the same thing is happening now.
Yeah, I don't see the Nuggets as a super team. I see the Nuggets as a team that this year everything fell into place the right way. They certainly deserve it. But when I look at the Clippers, banged up. When I look at the Lakers.
They're always banged up.
Well, Jay,
I'm just saying
that.
They're always banged up.
I'm saying banged up Clippers, right? Whatever happened with Golden State just kind of happened with Golden State. You know, Wiggins missed time. The beginning of the season, it was just a weird deal for Golden State. The Lakers had to make adjustments midway through the season. Or as you like to say, Jay, it's not midway through the season because the season all-star break is not halfway point, but you get my point.
The drift.
Got the drift. That's the word I'm looking for. And you look at that with the Lakers, you say, okay, they need maybe one more piece and then they'll be different. So I start looking at Sacramento. So I don't know that the Nuggets are just getting ready to run through the West the same way Jay may think.
There are 2 points there, though. One, I'm not trying to down the Nuggets because I get it. No, yeah. Neither am I.
I'm down on
the
them.
You guys are downing the Nuggets.
If you look at the road they've taken, the T-Wolves were low seed, obviously, because
Denver was number one seed.
And then they caught a Suns team that just got together with Kevin Durant for a few games.
Okay, fine. Now we're making excuses.
And then also the Lakers were a low seed.
Well, I'm not making.
Now I'm saying it's just easy to run through Kevin Durant and Devin Booker while he's averaging 40.
But that was the one team, Jay, and there are, obviously, they're not, they weren't ready. And the Lakers were a 7, the Timberwolves were an 8. And by the way, the Heat are an 8. Like, sometimes you look at a playoff run, you go, they had to beat a 1 and a 2 and a 1. They beat a 7, a 4, right? A 7 and an 8. That's the truth.
I'm sorry I have to run through the teams that are in front of me. Now you're going to penalize me for beating the teams that I have to play.
And then they play another eight in the championship.
No, so, sorry, it was 8-4-7-8.
We're playing another eight because the eight just beat the two.
It's the highest ever combined.
Beat the Celtics.
Yeah, but the highest ever combined seeded seeds face.
Jay, that's what you guys are going to do on national TV right now.
No, Jay, I want to ask you.
To the second look, point of the
just because you're sorry, screaming, Jay, don't make you right.
Yeah.
Okay? I just want to ask you, Jay. But were they a real two? Did they have
The Boston Celtics?
Wait, did they have some mental fragile moments as a real two?
Yes, they were a real two.
Okay.
Even with the mental fragile moments, they had one of the best records in the league.
Okay. So they were a real two, even though when you look at their playoffs, they struggled to get past Philly.
So who was the real two then, Key? If they weren't the real two, then who are you implying should be the real two?
No, I'm talking about as far as the playoffs go. Not the regular season that got them to beat the two.
But
I'm just talking about the way they played in the playoffs.
I think it's legitimate to say that the highest ever
combined. I'm just asking you. You're the basketball expert.
I think it's fair to say. Well, I mean, Jay's answer is they were a real two. I agree. But I think it's fair to say, hey, look, the Nuggets on the one hand, this is the minus, right? They beat the highest combined seeds of all time, 27, if you add it all up. On the other hand, Key, what you were saying, I don't think of them as a super team. They're just on a good run. This is the first time they've been healthy ever since Jokic became an MVP. And the question was always, how good would they be if Jamal Murray and Porter Jr. could be healthy in the playoffs with this Jokic? And the answer so far is almost unbeatable. They've almost been unbeatable since they've been healthy.
But see, I go back to when teams was constructed. The Phoenix Suns was constructed at the back end of the basketball season.
That's legitimate.
The Lakers were if the Lakers were had the same team at the beginning of the season, what does it look like in terms of the continuity, the rotation? Do they figure out we don't need D-Lo to do that at this moment in time because they had enough time to assess it with this particular unit. If Wiggins doesn't miss as much time as he missed, do they everything
see,
in sync?
But see,
does Draymond punching a pool affect the course and the outcome of the season? So now Pool feels like I'm getting ready to just be a hero out here and do what I want to do.
Wait, Key, do you consider Golden State a super team?
See, I guess I still do
now. You do, right? They're homegrown.
I still
do. Steph Curry and Klay, homegrown super team.
Yeah.
So, like that, I'm saying when it's all said and done this year, you're going to be talking about Jamal Murray as a top 15 player in the league.
In the playoffs, he's probably better than that. You're right.
Top 15 player in the league. So, Jokic is going to be top three. So, what's that mean? Super team.
Coming up, we're going to ask an expert the right way to cook spaghetti.
Ooh.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Please us with your lyrical.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, brought to you by Beacon. Beacon and the Beacon Pro Plus app helps roofers get things done from anywhere 24/7. Beacon, always building. What's going on, D Wood?
Oh, we're building.
Well, man, you know the intros just being just immaculate. You know, I love it. I love it, man. Shout out to whoever's on the boards. You know, putting that big up there.
That's Alan Yates.
Okay, what up, baby?
Yeah.
What's good, dog? Hey, man. I would put some piano stuff on, but you always in studio now. So
yeah,
I'm in the studio, man.
I'm in the studio, man.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe one day, Key.
So a debate has been raging on this show. Go ahead, Key.
No, I said, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How's the West Coast treating you?
Oh, we good. We just, you
know. Toes out?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
Big Wood, have you ever seen above ground pools on the West Coast?
I have not.
Damn. Come to think of it, right?
I have not.
Yeah. In the East Coast, left and right.
Yeah, you see it all the time out here, but West Coast, I have not.
I can't think of one.
Damn it.
Meantime, a debate has been raging on this show, Damian, and you've been touted as an expert because the subject is food, and you're a big guy. The debate is this. When preparing a pasta and a pasta sauce, do you cook the pasta in the pan with the sauce, or do you add, you know, cook the pasta, make the sauce separately, rinse the pasta like a human being, and then pour the sauce on top? Which one do you do?
Latter.
I love in your question, you give away your stance on what side you're on.
How like, could you possibly
neutral?
How could you possibly infer what side of the argument
like
I was on?
Like a reasonable human being.
Yeah. Absurd.
Yeah, I do the latter.
Yeah, why?
I can't explain it, but I've seen like my mom do it, mm-hmm. like my grandmother did it.
Right. People who know how to cook.
They did all right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Gordon Ramsay are both morons.
Pat Costello.
Very aggressive.
I understand if you're cooking for he's cooking for himself in his apartment or maybe one other person. I understand you do it in the pan, right? Like it's a single serve. But the point is, if you do the whole portion like that, anything that's left over is now leftovers. But if you do it separate, you have that. It's like fresh meal again later.
I agree, Max. Yeah. I mean, you're not getting any arguments out of
me. That's right. Go ahead, Pat Costello. Tell Damian Woody why he's wrong.
Because the correct way to do it is to finish the pasta in the sauce in a pot with some butter, maybe a little salt if you need it, and it's delicious, and it's evenly distributed. Yes.
Even if you put tomato sauce on, you're putting the butter in
there? Like every chef in America ever cooked spaghetti does.
Back up. He's not rinsing the pasta, so it's all starchy, but on top of that, you're putting butter in before you put the tomato sauce on?
Correct.
No, you put butter or tomato sauce, not both.
No. You guys are so incredibly wrong, it's crazy. I can't. You have to talk about football or NBA or something. I can't listen to you guys anymore. This is just ridiculous.
Hey, Damon, I don't even want to waste your time talking about the nonsense of adding butter to your pasta sauce. What are we, like 4 years old? We're looking for butter and pasta? Like, come on, man. Big Wood.
Yeah.
When you look at the Philadelphia Eagles, where Pat is from, so – a lot of the food in Philadelphia is not good to me.
Wait
anyway.
A minute.
Watch it. What are your expectations for the Eagles this season?
I mean, I still have them as a team to be in the NFC. I mean, I think they had the best. They had the best quarterback in the NFC, in my opinion, Jalen Hurts. They got the top offensive line, some of the top skill position players on offense in the National Football League. I know they're going to have a couple guys that they need to replace along the front seven on the defensive front, but they've drafted well. So I think, like, when I look at the Eagles, the biggest question mark is, are the guys that they drafted the veterans that they had to replace, can they match or exceed those guys? If they do that, Philadelphia Eagles, to me, are the team to beat in the NFC again.
Okay, Big Wood, now that we got our one-question quota for football, since you're a man of the people in all sports,
let's get into it.
Can you tell me what you saw last night from the Denver Nuggets and what you see in this NBA Finals?
Wait a minute, man. Hold on.
Wait, what do you mean? The brother came in here talking. Talking basketball.
I had a follow-up, man.
Try to put a conversion and change it back to football. Let this man talk.
No, I didn't.
You have another follow-up question?
I was going somewhere.
Okay. All right, let's bring it back to football, Key.
I was just going to ask him what he thought about the game last night.
Jay, now remember the conversation that we were having? You were talking about how, like, Denver, like, you were talking about scrimmaging.
So I said this so people at home can understand. Like, there are, and I'm not saying skill wise, because skill wise, Miami's extremely different. But there were times we've all played like varsity sports, Max, varsity. What?
Varsity Madden. Go ahead.
Varsity Madden. There are times, right, where
Madden wasn't even out back then. Right. It was Pong, JV, varsity Pong.
We've all had a chance to be on JV, right, or varsity, where you scrimmage to JV, and you look at the bodies and be like, damn, yo, these dudes are grown men. That's what last night felt like. It felt like, body-wise, physically, a JV team going against a varsity team. That's what it looked like. I'm not saying that's what it is. That's what it looked like.
When I was watching the game, I'm like, damn, Denver looks – Denver looks huge compared to Miami. Like, Jokic, you know, 7 foot. Michael Porter Jr., 6'10". Like, Aaron Gordon, 6'9". Like, those boys are big with length. And I know Miami didn't shoot it well from three-point land last night as opposed to in the conference finals. But could part of that be because of the length and the size of the Denver Nuggets, you know, going against those guys? I think that's a big part of it. And Denver just looks like a machine right now. Like, I'm looking at Jokic. Jokic goes out and gets the most casual triple-double that I've ever seen watching basketball. How does that dude just come out and, you know, have that type of stat line and it don't even look like it?
And can I blow your mind even more?
Yeah.
My man at the end of the third quarter only had 5 shot attempts. He had his first shot attempt, Big Wood, at the end of the second quarter. That was his first shot attempt. End of the second quarter.
When I watch Jokic now, he doesn't even look to shoot right off the bat because he knows he can get his shot. His whole thing is, I'm going to go ahead and get everybody else going, get everybody else involved. Because if you look at his stat line, like in the early parts of games, like he'll get like 10 assists in the first half. Like easy.
You know what's interesting? We're showing a graphic right now on ESPNU. The most triple-doubles on 60% field goal percentage in single playoffs in NBA history. Jokic is on a list with Wilt Chamberlain and LeBron James. And in each one of those cases, that was including Jokic. He's not – Wilt Chamberlain was an Olympian-level 110-meter hurdler and LeBron James, the greatest athlete on earth. But in each of the cases, it's a unique combination of size with handles for the size and passing ability. And in this case, he can shoot the lights out, too.
Mm. And the thing is, and Jay, you know, we were talking about it. It just seemed like the Joker's like 2 steps ahead of everybody. Like the way he is, I know people, like everyone talks about LeBron James, you know, basketball IQ. I think Joker's is like the same as LeBron James. The way he's able to see the floor when people come with double teams or whatever. He just knows where the moves – He knows the chessboard better than anyone out there on the floor.
Key, the only thing
Damon
I'll say,
Woody, ESPN NFL analyst talking basketball, because Jay said he needs to. 2-time Super Bowl champion joining us this morning, Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max. Jay seems to believe, Damon, that the Denver Nuggets are on their way to a dynasty, much like what? The Golden State Warriors, the Kobe Bryant Shaqs, or the Lakers. Do you see the same thing?
See what he does to me.
No, what did I – Jay, did I say something wrong, Jay?
Jay said they're not going to lose a regular season game for the next 3 years.
Both Jay, y'all, did I say something wrong, Jay?
Yes, you did. I said this is like a new frontier. I think what you're witnessing right now are 2 teams that are established themselves, but I think Denver's going to be here for a while.
Yes. Okay, so here for a while means dynasty.
See?
They could have a dynasty.
They're not going to
try.
They could.
No, I mean, you, Damon, do you see a Golden State, and I just bring the Lakers in it, a Shaq, Kobe-type dynasty because Joker being a big? Do you see that?
Listen, obviously they got to finish the deal in this postseason to win a chip. You can't have a dynasty without winning a chip.
Agreed.
I think if Denver wins it, which I believe they will, if you look at their infrastructure, Denver is like who's really going to step up to the plate? I think Golden State is done. That's just my opinion. I think the dynasty is over in Golden State. I think they'll win games, but as far as additional chips, I think it's over. I look at Denver, man. Like, Jokic is the best player in the world.
Yeah.
Like, he's the best player in the world. Jamal Murray was, like, now we've seen him fully come back off of that ACL injury. Look at how the dude is playing out
see,
there.
See, I've been saying the whole question about Denver has been, since Jokic became an MVP-level player, what are they going to look like if they're healthy in the playoffs?
Right.
They look unbeatable. I mean, by the way, in NFL, it's like if Lamar Jackson ever has a healthy team all year, what's it going to look like, right? Well, right. One of these years, we're probably going to find out, but we're finding out now in the NBA with Jokic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's scary.
Damian Woody, who agrees with the civilized world that you add the pasta sauce after separately. You got the pasta and then you add the sauce.
You brought me into it seemed like Family Matter here. Yes, like I don't like being thrown into Family Matters
right
and stuff
in.
Like they like you toss me into the fire.
Stop. We're just trying to educate young Pat Costello on the proper way to cook pasta.
One would almost say we just mixed Damian Woody in.
That might be my
Did
cue
we
to leave.
Butter him up? All right, that's enough.
No.
Pause. We might actually talk sports coming up because some callers have a beef with Key.
We've been talking sports. What do you mean, Frank?
Well, because callers want to talk to you about something. It may involve Frank? Food or it may involve sports. KJM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can tune in to baseball action tomorrow night. Key, Dodgers host the Yankees. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
It's Friday, man.
Yeah, I got the Dodgers, dog. Don't worry.
Go ahead. This is fascinating, Jay, for the listeners.
It's Friday, Key. I mean, Key, what's your favorite Maxwell song? Can we start there?
Man, this might be one of them.
Yeah? I got Pretty Wings is up there with me, man.
Because this will have me, you know what I'm saying? You get a little tilt, get a little Magenta with a little grapefruit juice, you know, as you cooking up, barbecuing or whatever, you know. And now that it's not, maybe you don't barbecue, maybe you just throw some fish on the grill.
This is barbecue music, huh?
But this, you might want to fish, you know, fish on the grill, you know.
Key, speaking of food, there are a couple people who want to talk to you about it, including Dwayne in Tampa.
What's up, D?
What's going on, fellas? Love your show. Two quick things. I'm going to make this real quick because I know Max, he'll roll his eyes over at J. Will and then adjust his mic. That means you're going to get DC disconnected.
First of all, you for sure watching the show a lot. I like it.
First of all, with the spaghetti, perfect way to find out which is the right way is to make the spaghetti, mix it together, put it in the fridge. Keep them separate, put it in the fridge. And the next morning when you wake up, look at them and tell me which one looks the most appetizing. If you take that one that you mix together, you turn it upside down in that bowl, it looks like a biker's helmet.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, you don't never mix that.
Exactly.
Second of all with Key. You really ticked me off, and you're one of my favorite players. When you first came to Tampa, I was like a Dallas Cowboy fan. Oh, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And I went to one of the open practices, and we were standing there, and after the practice, which everybody trying to get autographs, and this little kid say, Mr. Johnson, can I have your autograph, please? And you went over to sign him, and his Sharpie didn't work. You reached over to me, took my Sharpie, signed his thing, and then walked away. I think I might have stood out there like an hour after practice saying, what the hell just happened?
You know what? You just made Key look good. Because I thought he was going to turn down the kid for an autograph at first.
Wait.
But in fact, he did the right thing.
No. Did he give the Sharpie back to you?
He gave it back to the kid.
Oh, well, you know
what?
You know what?
I'm not going to never like Key again until the Bucks win the Super Bowl and they won.
Guys, can we get this guy's information and send him a Sharpie, please, courtesy of KJ?
Here's what probably happened, to be honest with you. When the kid Sharpie didn't work, I asked somebody, which is probably you, if I could use yours. I signed it. So many things going through my mind. I'm trying to, it's 110 damn degrees. I'm trying to get in the locker room. I don't want to be, you know, all these autographs, all these different people. I'm just here, gave it to the kid. I'm gone. I'm beeline to go work out after practice. That's probably what happened, man. I'm sorry. If I run into you again, you know, just approach me, give me the story. And I'll, you know, sign whatever.
Yeah, I think the right thing to do is this. We should send him a Sharpie courtesy of the show, and you should send him an autograph using that Sharpie. Would that make it better? Would that make it better?
Hello?
Dwayne, would that make it better for you?
Give them new who answers the phone. He's the phone operator.
Yeah.
Give him your information. And I'll send you a signed copy of Just Give Me the Damn Ball, which is New York Times bestseller, been around for a long time, still continues.
I appreciate
to sell on
that,
Amazon,
man. I appreciate
else.
That. So can I say one more quick thing
about
Jay?
His book's
going to
be Just Give Me the Damn Sharpie. Go ahead.
This man just plugged himself and just
Jay
called
Will.
A producer, phone operator.
Jay Will.
What up, baby?
Yeah, I love Stephen A. Smith to death. I mean, everybody knows that. And I love you and J.J. Redick because y'all seem to be the only two that go at him, and I mean go at him hard. Jay Will standing there with his mouth hanging open, coming, so what are you saying, Stephen A.? So what are you saying? No, I'm right here, baby. What are you saying? I love that. So whenever I get in an argument with somebody, you know what I say? Don't make me go Duke on you.
Duke on.
Thanks,
Duke.
Fellas. Have a good day.
You got it, Dwayne.
On you. It's almost like go Frank on you, huh?
Yeah, go Frank on
Everybody's
you.
Everybody's a Frank.
Get back
to sports. Hold on. Did he hang up or did you get his info, Nuno?
Nuno's on the phone with him.
Phone
okay,
operator.
Very good.
Phone operator Nuno.
Get his info.
Nuno Teixeira, phone
get
operator.
Get his info.
Hold on. I'm operating the phones.
Art in Albany. You're on KJM
you
ESPN Radio.
I did that, Jay. Real slick.
Real slick.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Art?
I'm doing well. Max, I love you to death. Been watching you forever. Please stop talking about food. You
food?
Lost me when you're talking about rinsing the pasta, man. You don't do that.
Of course
you don't do that.
What are you talking about?
Your boy on the board is right. I hate to inform you.
All right, give me some of your background. Tell us why we.
Yeah, where are you a chef that you don't rinse the pasta?
I'm a chef of 40 years. I've owned restaurants, catering companies.
Wow.
I'm currently a regional chef for a management company. Mm-hmm. I teach culinary.
Oh.
And why don't you rinse the pasta?
Because you want the starch on the pasta to hold on to the sauce.
See,
the way you're
going
to do
like
it is you're going to cook your pasta in a big lot of water, put your pasta in. The phrase is salty like seawater. You want to season the pasta because it's just flour, basically flour, water, and maybe egg. You're going to cook it al dente. That's to the teeth, all right? It's going to have a little bit of chew left in that pasta when you drain it.
I'm with that.
Don't rinse it. Don't you dare rinse it. Your sauce is going to be working on the side. You take your 90% cooked pasta and put that in that hot sauce. Now you're finished cooking the pasta in the sauce, so the pasta absorbs the sauce, gets the flavor in it. You're finishing it in. If it's a little bit tight, you add a little bit of the pasta water. You always save a little bit of the pasta water to loosen it up. And here's the touch where your boy on the board is spot on. If you want it luxurious and really nice, smack it with, it's called mounting with butter, okay? You're gonna put a few pats of butter in that, let it melt through. Disgusting. It's going to add a little bit of fat to that, so you get that on your tongue, and that's called mouthfeel. You
right,
hear it on the
really,
food channel.
You're making me hungry right now. This sounds incredible.
Well, this is what I do, man.
Thank goodness we had somebody that knows what they're doing. Other than
Key, I'm not with it. Are you convinced?
Thank
Key,
you for
I'm
calling
not.
In, Art.
I understand everything he's saying. I will not put butter, regardless to what he says. I understand the rinsing to the stick, and I do understand the how do you say it?
Al dente. I agree. I cook it al dente anyway.
Max knows nothing about cooking.
How dare you? I also worked in a restaurant for 2 years in high school. Well, maybe less than that.
As a French restaurant.
As a waiter.
I put butter in my pasta, though. I'm good.
All right. Nuggets are up 1-0. Is the series already over, KJM?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.